Hey, welcome to Good Vibes Only. This is your host Fiordalisa, and again I come to you to celebrate Pride and also to also to share with you inspirational quotes of the week. So this week, of course, is going to be some Pride quotes or quotes from people that are proud. And I also want to share what my executive director had said on her email. I thought it was beautifully said. So it says, "Happy Pride to all who celebrate. I realize the communities of color are often much more conservative than the large population. We are each entitled to our own thoughts and opinions. But at the council, we are committed to all individuals being able to break the oppressive jokes that bind them." Having said that, if Pride quotes bother you, perhaps you should ask yourself why. Couldn't have said it better. So, here I am sharing your Pride quotes that I got in the email. One by James Baldwin. "Love him and let him love you. Do you think anything else under heaven really matters?" The second quote is, "I am proud that I found the courage to deal the initial blow to the hydra of public contempt," by Carl Heinrich Ulrich. Third one is, "Every LGBTQ refugee has a unique situation, but the fear and pain they endure before coming to Canada is universal," Arsham Parsi. The fourth one is, "Equality means more than passing laws. The struggle is really won in the hearts and minds of the community where it really counts," by Barbara Gittins. Number five, "If you help elect more gay people, that gives a green light to all who feel disenfranchised, a green light to move forward," Harvey Milk. Number six, "My silence had not protected me. Your silence would not protect you," Audre Lorde. And last but not least, I'm not missing a minute of this, "It's the revolution," Sylvia Rivera. With that said, those are seven quotes for this week. And again, I thank you for tuning in, being here with me, coming back every week, giving me your valuable feedback, sharing, you know, promoting, also, you know, supporting me in every way you can. I thank you again for that. I have some great news. So, Good Vibes Only will have another interview with another inspirational person. He is the author of To Live and Die in America. His name is Anthony Arnold, and we will be here having a great conversation with him on Thursday at about 5 p.m. I will post it soon after if I can't get it to be live. So I just wanted to give you a heads up on that. So continue coming through. I have another story for you. Actually, just a little something to inspire you by tomorrow. Wednesday, I'm taking a little break, and then I'll be back Thursday. So just want to give you a heads up about this week and what's happening. Again, if you have any suggestions, you have an idea for the podcast, whatever, I take everything into consideration, because at the end of the day, I'm not perfect. I'm just here to bring you some positiveness, and I'm going to continue to do so until I can no more. So again, thanks for stopping by. I wish you nothing but love, peace, and happiness. Your host, Fiordalisa.